Good morning. Welcome back to Passionate World Talk Radio Network, a wholly owned subsidiary of Global Media Network, LLC. Educate, enlighten, entertain, mindfulness. And on today's episode of Monday Tips, we're going to change up the gears a little bit. And this article is taken from a company called Better Up, BETTERUP. It's on their blog from last year, written by Elizabeth Perry, ACC. The date is September 26, 2024. And if you're interested, it's on http://betterup.com. And Elizabeth starts saying, "Life gets messy. And if you have a busy work schedule, and on top of that, personal responsibilities or family, things start piling up quick. Whether it's your dirty dishes, or a messy bedroom, or even unread emails. And the idea is to adopt a minimalist lifestyle that can help you get rid of all this extra clutter and help you to keep what you truly need." According to her, a minimalist lifestyle not only helps declutter your physical spaces, but also your mental spaces, your mind. The philosophy behind it emphasizes intentional choices about what we surround ourselves with. And when we focus on the essentials, then life becomes a lot easier for us. It reduces our stress and enhances our overall well-being. Now, embracing minimalism and decluttering your life doesn't mean that you have to live with the bare minimum. The goal is to audit your bad habits, downsize unnecessary belongings, and thoughtfully assess what adds value to your minimalist lifestyle. The true definition lies in prioritizing things that bring meaning to your life and intentionally focusing on what matters most. So, what is this definition? Minimalism is a movement aimed at decluttering both physical and mental spaces. People who practice it live with fewer belongings, and they approach the minimal living with an intentional mindset, developing strong organizational skills. To put it bluntly, if you eliminate your excess, they'll find more purpose in what remains. And this concept promotes a simple life and encourages people to find happiness in simplicity. So how do we better understand this concept? Here are some examples of what a minimalist person is or sometimes looks like in a pop culture. So here are your red flags, ladies and gentlemen. Listen up. One, they live in a small, minimalist home, cutting down on space and possessions and saving time on maintenance. Doesn't take them the whole week. Two, carefully manages a budget, allowing them to invest and save money to develop a stronger financial foundation for the future. Three, avoids unnecessary stuff and focuses on the quality of life over material possessions. Three, prioritizes experience over material possessions, choosing to invest in hobbies and quality time with loved ones rather than accumulating items. Four, avoid unnecessary digital distractions like excessive social media or cell phone use to focus on more fulfilling free time activities. Five, only purchases reusable products and builds personal responsibility about adapting more sustainable habits that create less waste and distractions. The brain can concentrate on primary and what matters most. Minimalist living helps you declutter your environment, resulting in a clearer mindset that enhances productivity and focus. So what do you need? Less things to overload your mind with. So you have less distractions and you can concentrate on what matters most for you. And if you practice Zen habits, it can help you with mental clarity. 4, a happier life. Living with less doesn't mean sacrificing joy. Inside some social indicators research revealed that satisfaction with your standard of living helps define your life satisfaction. The philosophy of minimalism fosters gratitude for what you have and promotes happiness through intentional living. Tip. So emphasize what you want in your relationships and experiences over all that extra stuff you have, and it will create a deeper sense of fulfillment and a more simple life. Materialists might define their standard of living based on how they perceive their wealth or material possessions, while minimalists might define it as happiness or contentment with what they have. Tip, don't try to keep up with the Joneses. It's not worth it, and you're more valuable doing what you do best. So foster a culture of gratitude that can make you happier. 5, better budget. For many households, the cost of food, housing, and health care have increased a lot faster than wages, according to a report from CBS that analyzes data from 2022. Buying less and selling items you no longer use can help you save. When my grandkids were younger, Daddy and Mommy had them clear out all the toys they no longer used and took them down to the shelters to give them to kids who were less fortunate. Not only did it teach my grandkids to give to others, but it also put in their head that less is more, which is a great tip. By downsizing and living with less, you'll spend your money more wisely. The minimalist approach encourages you to focus on quality over quantity, helping you save and invest in experiences that bring you joy and long-term freedom. Realizing that you don't need everything can free up resources for more meaningful experiences. By spending your paycheck on functional items and experiences, you have extra money for saving or investing in your financial wellness. Final tip for right now is to think about what you're going to spend your money on and then give yourself permission to say no when you see something that's not in your planned budget. You'll be happier with less. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. You will hear more minimalist tips from me next week when we continue this, because I have gotten a lot of complaints from our listeners about merging single households together to form a family, and that I know within my own family, my parents had to buy a bigger house just to accumulate 50 years of marriage. And because of that, it really threw their budget out of whack. Something for all of you to think about. Thank you very much for joining me this morning. This program, Monday Tips with Lillian, is sponsored by Ruby, RUBI.AI. Check us out at AIwithLillian.com. It takes you to a website. Read the testimonials. Go and take a look at all the demonstrations on the site. And better yet, sign up for a monthly subscription. AIwithLillian.com. Also by Conscious Research Solutions. Need research?